Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland and so here I am in the tropical gardens in Monte, Funchal, Madeira, Monte as in mountain. Right, anyway, it's pleasingly cool up here even though it's midsummer. It's an olfactory treat from all the flowers, hydrangeas, azaleas and all sorts of things imported from South Africa. And then you can see here the cobblestone, because I had to have a lot of horses going up and down with carts for all their gardening tools and things like that, the earth they were moving. And look at these a sort of mosaic mural of various Portuguese national heroes fighting from independence from the Moors, because in the 8th century AD, the North African Muslims invaded the Iberian Peninsula, conquered now what's now Spain and Portugal. I mean, Spain wasn't a distinct country. Spain was a sort of Roman invention with nearer Spain and further Spain. And gradually the Reconquista completed by 1492. And after that, Portugal was even absorbed into Spain for a few decades. But since then, Spain accepted their independence, had cordial relations. And look at them, more of them here. So they're fighting in the into the early 13th century against the Moors, okay? As in people from what's now Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. But apparently most people in Portugal actually never converted to Islam, despite their dhimmi status being illegally discriminated against, having to pay jizya, an extra heavy tax, but they were allowed to practice Christianity. So the Muslims and Jews treated with tolerance, and that's why Portugal had an unusually high Jewish community. But after 1492, they're persecuted, some of them emigrated. They did much better under Muslim rule than Christian rule. And some of them became crypto-Jews into the 1980s, outwardly conforming to Christianity. They knew who each other were, but they secretly practiced Judaism. And as pork became a big part of their diet, to test that someone was really Christian, offer him or her pork, and to see that grimace, because those people had this gut instinct that this was revolting. Even if the person ate it, you could detect that deep down, this person was not of the Christian faith. Look, Monte Museo Palace, so been in here. So this was laid out by a British merchant in the 19th century. He turned it into this gorgeous garden because it was a bit jungly. Bananas grow wild here. So I've never seen bananas growing in Africa before, sorry, in Europe before, but we're actually closer to Africa than we are to Europe. And then he had, author of the late 19th century, born by a wealthy Portuguese, purchased by a wealthy Portuguese businessman in 1893. He had it going, but he died in 1943, fell into rack and ruin, and purchased again in 1987, another wealthy Portuguese who restored it to its former splendor. So you can get the cable car to come up here. Yeah, and look at this. So all the palm trees and so on, they have the huge amphoras for flowers to grow out of. So just very well-kept manicured gardens. You do see some places which are almost like jungle. They're very steep mountains. I thought this island was smaller than Malta. I found actually, as it was, it's actually bigger than Malta. It feels smaller because the mountains are so steep. Some of it is just impassable. I mean, it's more than a 45-degree slope and so on. So, it doesn't get particularly cold, like 20 degrees Celsius, even in midwinter. And it doesn't get particularly hot because of the Atlantic breezes. So it's just an idyllic place to live, but was fairly poverty-stricken, known for its Madeira wine. Napoleon Bonaparte stopped in Madeira on his way to exile in St. Helena, and he was given some Madeira wine. Madeira is a Portuguese pronunciation meaning wood. So 1419 was when the Portuguese founded it. They settled the following year. Look, Don Alonso III, okay? The definitive occupation of Algarve, as in the southern coast of Portugal, through about the Moors. Okay? All right. The great sacking of the city of Lisbon, Cidade de Lisboa, and so forth. The establishment of a government, and John the 21st, the Portuguese Pope, the only Portuguese Pope, and so on. Okay? So Afonso III takes possession of Reino, and the Portuguese, they even invaded Morocco. One of the kings of Portugal was killed fighting there. So because peninsula Portugal is fairly stony, not especially fertile soil, they took to fishing for a living, and big fishermen turned into sailors, so roving the wide world over, trading goods. So they were known for commerce, serving all over the Mediterranean, but to the American continent, establishing Brazil and taking possession of places in Africa, Guinea-Bissau, São Tomé e Príncipe, Cabo Verde, Angola, Mozambique, and originally Mozambique is actually an island. They only had the island, then they got onto the mainland, but the island gave its name to the whole country. And they had Fort Jesus in Bahrain. Where else were they? So, yeah, Fort Jesus in Mombasa, Kenya, and then in India, Goa, Daman, Diu, and I can't think what else. East Timor, which is next to Indonesia, Macau in China, getting as far as Japan, some Portuguese missionaries evangelizing for the gospel there, and a significant portion of the Japanese converted to the Christian faith. But then in the 17th century, the Japanese side that was bad, and they massacred them. Only the Dutch and Portuguese were allowed to trade with the Japanese, and there were two tiny islands they were allowed off the mainland, and so on. Okay, so another great Portuguese ruler of the past. But despite a small population and resources, you know, held so much land, they briefly even ruled Sri Lanka, later became known as Ceylon. So that's why Portugal is such a major world language, really because of Brazil. But, you know, Brazil outnumbers Portugal about 25 to 1. So, I mean, I know you look at the United Kingdom, well, obviously English started there, and the USA, it outnumbers the UK 5 to 1. But the 25 to 1 is obviously such a big difference. And internationally, obviously, Portuguese is far more influenced by Brazilian Portuguese and not by Lusitanian Portuguese. That's the mainland. And so Portugal in the 20th century had a policy of pluricontinentalism, say that Portugal is not just a European country, it's an Asian country, it's an African country, and is also colorblindness. From very early on, the people of all races could be Portuguese, you'd be black, white, yellow, brown, any combination of those, so long as the person was fluent in Portuguese and conformed himself, herself to Portuguese customs, he or she could be accepted as Portuguese. Interracial marriage was entirely permissible, and that included a black man or the white woman and so on. So lots of mixed-race Portuguese people, which is not to say that racial prejudice didn't exist, but it certainly wasn't formalised, not as severe as in the Anglosphere, for example. So you get a bit of the idea of it. And when the Emperor Karl of Austria abdicated in 1918, he came to live out his life in Madeira, despite two abortive attempts to reclaim his throne, curiously as King of Hungary, not as Emperor of Austria. Okay, and we can see how steep it gets. I don't really want to lose altitude because it's very difficult to regain it. So not easy on the legs. Okay, so you can see all the plants. I'm no botanist. They're botanical gardens as well. I just think, what else can you grow here that you couldn't grow in most places? So all sorts of ferns, and then you hear the stream rushing by far down below. So yeah, there are two cable cars here. One's just been done for maintenance, which is quite reassuring. Didn't want to get stuck. I didn't want to do the James Bond where you climb onto the roof and have a fight on it, or do Jaws and grip the cable in my teeth. All right, so that's it. Notice their surnames. They almost all end in either E, O, A, or S, Portuguese surnames. And I'm just thinking, like, Carvalho, as in ship, Sequeira, as in dry land, Fuentes, as in fountain or spring, Fernandez, Gomez, what would be the other ones? Camoes, D'Oliveira, of the olives, and so on. Okay, so often they emigrated to other countries, you know, not just their colonies, but to South Africa, to Algeria, which was a French territory until 1962. All right, thanks everybody for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecutland79@gmail.com, and make sure you visit Madeira. Bye-bye.